You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, one of the big battles that we're looking forward to this Sunday, Joe Hayden and Mike Wallace. Joe Hayden limiting to Wallace to 77 yards receiving in the last three games, but Wallace saying Hayden better be ready on Sunday. But he also said some complimentary things about Joe Hayden, saying he's an upper echelon quarterback, cornerback, and it's the kind of guy that allows you to see if you, where you stand right now. And he said, I'll be ready, but we'll see on Sunday how it turns out. So it wasn't as inflammatory as the little grab might indicate. But Mike Wallace, a guy who Joe Hayden has played very well against, maybe even trying to psych himself up again, because those three-game totals he has against Hayden are really like one-game totals.
Very happy to have with us on the line from Denver our good buddy Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com.
Yes.
And Don, let me start first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great to have you. And secondly, as you see tonight's game, there's that sentiment that I'm feeling on a national basis that the Ravens, this will be a very tough way for them to start, and this is maybe the worst possible team to go up against with a rebuilt defense.
Yeah, I think so. It's a little bit getting the bitter medicine out of the way early. I think this game in some ways appealed to Baltimore when the scheduling conflict with the Orioles surfaced. Because, frankly, it's going to be a tough game no matter when they came to Denver, knowing how much the Broncos want revenge after the playoff double overtime upset loss, and knowing, frankly, that Peyton Manning in year two is going to be much more comfortable. And with the weapons that they have now with Demaryius Thomas, Decker, and Wes Welker, is a very tough game. So I think Baltimore looked at it like, you know, we're probably going to take some time to find our new identity defensively. And if this is almost not a certain loss, but a pretty likely loss, let's get it out of the way so we have plenty of time to kind of move on and put that chapter behind us. And I think that's why Denver makes the most sense tonight.
Denver, that offense, with adding Wes Welker to it, almost seems like an unfair assortment of riches for Peyton Manning to throw the football to against that Baltimore Ravens defense. Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns now, who don't have their full assortment of weapons in week number one. Josh Gordon, the best receiver on this team, out for the first two games with a suspension. How do you see this new-look Norv Turner offense faring against a pretty solid Miami Dolphins defense in the Browns season opener?
It is a solid Dolphins defense. That's what they have going for them. I like the Browns in this game, and I tell you why. I went through Dolphins.
There we go.
I think Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace are going to need some time to really work on their vertical game. I certainly didn't see it when I was through Miami, and I think it's very much a work in progress. And so I think it's good to catch them earlier than later. Tannehill's, if there was a weak spot in his game last year, clearly was his deep game. Now, they didn't have the weapon to really go for. Brian Hartline was about as deep a weapon as they had, and Devon Bess. So it just, I think it's going to take some time for him and Wallace to get on the same page, to kind of develop some sort of chemistry and rapport on the long ball. And obviously that's why Wallace is there. That's why they paid the money. They knew they needed a deep game. But I think this matchup favors the Browns. I still think that Miami defensively is very tough. But I think it's going to be a relatively low-scoring game, but I think Cleveland's going to find a way to get this one in the win column and get the season off to a really good start.
Don, I took a look at your article at sportsillustrated.cnn.com, the top 20 bold predictions, number 17. At the six-week mark of the season, the Cleveland Browns will be one of the surprises of 2013, winning two-thirds of their games and holding a share of first place in the AFC North. So 4-2 through the first six games for the Browns. I've heard you say that they're going to beat the Miami Dolphins. How do you see the Browns getting to 4-2 after six games? And by the way, we appreciate that kind of optimism around here.
Very nice.
Tell me the rest of their schedule because I don't have it memorized. I remember looking at it when I wrote that.
Go ahead, Ron.
Sure, it's the Browns at the Ravens in week two.
That's a loss.
At Minnesota in week three.
That's an upset win.
I like it. Home for Cincinnati.
I'm going to give them the win. I think that's where Browns mania might peak right there, but yes.
And then Buffalo at home in the Thursday night game.
That's That's four.
And then I believe the Detroit Lions at home.
Is that you got four wins out of that schedule. I like playing the schedule game with you, Don.
And they can even flip the...
Maybe I did give them a loss to the Bengals.
And beat Detroit.
Got them to 4-2. I just think that's a schedule they can handle in the first 6 weeks of the season. I really like what North Turner's brought to this team. I think he's going to be good for Whedon. I think he's going to be good for the passing game. I think they're going to feed off some early season momentum. Now, where are they going to end up? I probably have them in that 7-9, 8-8 category. Probably third place in the AFC North. But I do think it's going to be a hopeful 7-9 or 8-8, and I think it's going to be a much more entertaining offense to watch this year.
I agree.
What do you see from the rest of this division, the rest of this AFC North, Don?
Well, Vic, I kind of closed my eyes and went with the Bengals as my AFC Super Bowl pick. I have to be honest, I don't love anybody in this AFC. I know, you know, a lot of people want to believe that Denver is the team to beat. I think they'll be an 11, maybe a 12 win season waiting to happen. But I just don't think it's going to all fit together as effortlessly as it did for last year's 13-3 magic carpet ride once Manning got over that September bump. And I think when I look at the Patriots, they'll be there, but they've got obviously a lot of questions to answer in the receiving game and who's going to step up. They've got some defensive questions as they always do. I don't love anybody in the AFC. So I looked at the Bengals roster, and it's as talented as anybody in the conference. It's hard to pick a team to go to the Super Bowl that hasn't won a playoff game since 1990. But I rolled the dice on the Bengals. So I obviously think they're the best in the division. And then I think it's Baltimore, but it's going to be a hard-fought 10-win season in Baltimore. I'm one who thinks that their defense actually got younger, more athletic, and more able to run with today's mobile quarterbacks and receivers and did not take a step back defensively. But I do think it could take a little while for all that to come together.
I think Ray Lewis is very revered and obviously had a tremendous career, but I thought he was a massive liability in their pass coverage game. He could not cover a tight end to save his life across the middle of the field, and I think you hit it on the key thing. They're going to be so much faster on defense, and I think people don't necessarily pay attention to that given the names that came off the defense, but they added some young guys and they added Elvis Dumervil.
Yeah, you know, people are focused on the leadership quotient. That's important, but leadership doesn't matter if you really can't get it done on the field. And I think the leaders will develop. I think Suggs will take a bigger role. I think Dumervil's already become a leader on that team. I think they needed to get younger. I think they needed to get faster. I think they needed to get more athletic. And frankly, you know, if you put the people in the organization on truth serum, they would tell you Ray was getting exposed. Ed Reed's body was breaking down. Pollard played undisciplined at times that really hurt him and took too many chances. And I think they have players now that they feel better about in those spots.
Well, Don, we appreciate everything from the breakdown of the Browns and certainly the very encouraging start that you're predicting for Browns fans. Will eat that up. And I know you're going to see, a good ball game tonight.
Yeah, I actually think, you know, I think this could be one of the games of the year in the AFC.
Yep.
Obviously, what Baltimore did last year in this stadium in January after losing badly at home to the Broncos in December in Baltimore, I think there's a lot of people in this town who can't wait to get a little revenge and hopefully get the Manning Part 2 off to a winning start.
He is Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com. Check out his great work there. And, Don, we look forward to catching up with you down the line, my friend.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
And we've got much more coming up on CBD, this Football Thursday edition. We'll get into some of your tweets at Browns_Daily. Get your thoughts, comments, questions, whatever you might have ahead on a Football Thursday. 3 days to go to the opener. ESPN 850, 3 days. WKNR.